an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
So we're always looking for that next crop of outstanding organisations that are showing how they're putting culture at the centre of their organisations, and how by using traditional culture and kinship values actually create better and stronger organisations.
Previously you've been partnering with the BHP Billiton, but this year I gather there's a new partnership involved.
Well, we're actually still partnering with the BHP Foundation this year, but also we've also added the Australian Indigenous Governance Institute, which is really exciting. We've been working with them for a number of years, and we've just formalised our partnership with the awards.
The opportunities for winners, we've seen previously winners like the Western Dialysis, who are doing an outstanding job promoting health in the Western Desert, providing dialysis to people who otherwise might not access that kind of treatment. What kind of entrants are you looking for at this stage?
Look, it's all sorts of organisations, certainly from past finalists and past applicants. But what it's about, it's not just about what the organisation does. It's actually about how the organisation does it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at when we talk about Indigenous governance. So it is, how are organisations putting their culture, their value systems, their kinship that are based on traditional knowledge, how do they put that at the basis of how they think about their organisation, how they create an organisation for purpose, and also how they think about the decision-making. And then when that aligns with a more Western idea of governance and compliance, we find that organisations have much greater success because it makes sense to the communities and the people that they're serving.
Yeah, that's true, because when they incorporate the both cultures, especially so if they're incorporating the cultures of the people they are serving, then I think people are more likely to be involved and better served by those organizations.
Absolutely. Better involved, but also people respect what they're doing. They understand why they do what they do. And also they know that the people that are making the decisions have the right authority to make those decisions on behalf of the community.
Yeah. Now, what's the main, what do organizations, when they actually apply and get recognized and win the award, what's the implication for them? What do they gain from having these awards?
So we've got two categories in our awards. So the first category is for incorporated organisations, and the second category is for non-incorporated organisations. So initiatives where people might be partnering with other organisations. We've got prize money up for grabs. So $20,000 for the winner in each category, and $10,000 in each category for the runners up. So that's always a great incentive. But also we partner our finalists up with corporate partners and other organisations. So what we're trying to do is not only promote who is doing stuff well, but how can we help them to be better, and how can we help them to build and grow their organisation? So partnering with other corporate entities that will help them with areas that they want support and help in. And then also just the publicity. You mentioned the Western Desert Dialysis. Since winning the award, they got great exposure to other funding bodies, other corporations. They've been able to increase their funding sources and get greater buy-in from a whole range of different people.
Yeah, no, I remember speaking to them, and it's one of the winners, because I spoke to other previous winners, but this is the one that comes to mind with their big purple buses traveling around the Western Desert and really, really, really helping community there. And especially it's a community-driven program, which makes it even more outstanding. And you're encouraging organizations of all shapes and types of organizations to apply. What the deadline is coming up soon. What's the deadline?
So we've just extended our deadline, so we're still accepting applications until the 20th of July. And as I said, there are two categories, so one for incorporated organizations and a second category for just initiatives. So it might be a local group that hasn't quite gone through the paperwork of incorporating, but they're still doing great work and they're still using those kinship ties to structure their business around.
And how do they apply?
It's an online platform, so if people go to our website, reconciliation.org.au, and follow the link to the Indigenous governance pages, you'll be able to find the application. It's pretty, we've simplified it this year, just so we can open it up to more people. And if you've got any questions, certainly give our team a call and you can find their contact details on the website.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.